The future of hundreds of thousands of Polish migrants could depend on whether Britain decides to leave the European Union. But they won't have a vote in next month's referendum. About 1 million Poles live and work in the UK, among other EU citizens. They're allowed to do that because of free movement of workers in the EU. NPR's Lauren Freyer reports from London.
It's a typical construction site in a leafy suburb of London. A brick row house is under renovation. There's a radio on for the builders.
Yes, this is a Polish radio. Polish Radio London.
Krzysztof Pszczandak is a builder who's lived in England for 12 years.
Poland became the member of the EU in the 2004 in the May. I was came on in the September. Beginning was very difficult because I was came alone. Now I am a owner of the company.
So many Poles have come to work in the UK since their country joined the European Union that Polish is now the second most widely spoken language here. Krzysztof and his compatriots earned much more in the UK than they ever did back home. But the sheer number of foreign workers has become an issue in itself, bolstering groups that want Britain out of the EU.
They thinking we are taking them's work. This is not the idea. We want to work for the same money what they're working. All same rights. That is the idea of the whole EU.
He predicts the cost of construction will skyrocket if Poles are no longer allowed to work in the UK. A recent Oxford University study shows a majority of EU citizens working here would not meet current visa requirements to stay if Britain were to leave the Union. There's been a surge in Poles applying for UK passports before the June 23rd vote. Ognisko is an upscale Polish club in West London, where the Polish government convened in exile during World War II. George Baczynski is a legal scholar who's lived in London 7 years. He's been lobbying for assurances that Poles and other EU citizens already here would be able to stay.
What we want is we want facts, we want statistics, we want real promises on paper. We are part of this economy, a very important part.
Last year, thousands of Polish workers downed their tools for a day to show their impact on the UK economy. In a symbolic gesture, many of them donated blood to Britain's health service instead. Back at the construction site, Krzysztof, the builder, shrugs when I ask him if he's worried Britain might leave the EU.
No. If I have to come back to Poland, we see what sort of benefits or what sort of step or the progress Poland has been made in just in the 12 years.
For these 12 years, Krzysztof has been sending money home. Such remittances have helped Poland's economy grow. If he has to go back, he'd be returning to a country transformed by EU membership. And he'd be leaving one too. Lauren Freyer, NPR News, London.